Bayezid. What did it mean, Bayezid? You tell me. Bayezid is Abu Yazid, means Abu Yazid, means the father of Yazid. What is Yazid? Is Yaf'al of Zayd. Ziyad means a lot, quantities. Bayezid means the father of quantities, or the father of increasing quantities, ziyadi, too muchness. So he became too much from this too muchness, the fellow who is too much himself. He's playing the word with that, Bayezid andar mazid amad. Means this fellow who was too much, he became really too much. Because the infinity arrived to infinity at the end. Muntaha means the end of stuff, the last part. The last became in the last at the end. Something like that. Means here I'm talking about a magical transformation that this Bayezid, which was the king, now is king of the king. These Bayezid who had arrived at the end of the road, now he became the end of the stuff at the end. All of this exaggeration for what? Because we know Bayezid doesn't need any explanation, compliment. When we say Bayezid, we mean Sheikh, period. We say, I exaggerated for you to understand that even this fellow, by listening to that explanation of the dervish, he said, if you want to visit the God, look for heart, don't look for that stone. That stone house is good, okay. But heart is better than that. All this exaggeration for that do not forget. First, the only point of focus we have is heart. Right? Second, you want to close to her? To get close? Get close to the people close to him. Okay? But the point is, always think about heart. Whether we told you get close to the people close to God, I'm talking get close to their heart, which is close to God. I'm not talking to get close to them physically. It's the heart we're talking about. And when we say the house of God, of course we accept Kaaba, because that's a real referral point for all of us to concentrate, to be together. But we mean the heart, because in that piece, cube of stone, God is not sitting there. But God is always present in the heart. That is the point he wanted to make. I hope he made it. If it's okay with you, we could go to the next paragraph. If it's not, we'll have our conversation here. Because the remaining is a long, long paragraph. Means what? This needs a lot of explanation. And if you wanted to know what kind of paragraph is, look at this. All highlighted. Means he talks, because this is the point to conclude all the stories we're talking about. This is the end of the story. What was the story? Good question. A fellow was sick. In this paragraph, his sickness will be explained and the cure. What is his sickness? He was asking too much. Period. He was a holy man. Remember, he was a good man. He was praying to God that, oh God, please give me all the hardship of the last judgment day now. Because in judgment day I want to become clean. And this is sick. This is sick. You ask something which is going to happen to you after tomorrow, today. Maybe you will be ready for it after tomorrow, but today you are not. When you are asking for the hardship, when you are accepting the hardship, don't exaggerate. Because exaggeration means you are not going to do it. Planning to, oh yeah, this year I'll be a very good fellow, I will give all my friend a birthday gift. You will not. You will not have enough time to do that. You cannot manage that. So why plan for that? This dream you have should be feasible. Think about feasibility. The guy didn't think about the feasibility. I said, do you think that now you're ready to have that judgment day's hardship? You are not. This is the story. Okay? This is the essence of it. But Rumi will explain it with a lot of points to make. Let's hear it. Yes?
Now the prophet, God bless him and save him, perceived that the cause of that person's sickness was irreverence in prayer. When the prophet saw the sick man, he dealt sweetly and tenderly with that familiar friend. He became alive when he saw the prophet. You might say that moment created him. He said, sickness has given me this good fortune that this sultan has come to my side at morn, so that health and well-being have accrued to me from the arrival of this king who is without retinue. Oh, happy pain and sickness and fever, oh, blessed anguish and wakefulness in the night. Lo, an old age God of his grace and bounty has bestowed upon me such a sickness and malady.
Are you listening? The story goes on and on, and you've not arrived to this story yet. Here, the guy has started to say something, and Rumi will make a big speech out of it for you not to forget and to arrive to another conclusion. What did the sick guy was a good fellow, right? What is he talking about? He's talking about this pain he had. I thank God for this sickness. Because of this you are here and I see you. I wish I always become sick when the prophet visits you. Because you forgot why the prophet is over there. Because we told you the prophet is kind, you should be kind, and that kind of stuff, right? He will explain it from the point of view of the sick fellow. Ah, what a good sickness it is. To arrive to a point to tell you that, try to have what? Pain. We always do the propaganda for the pain. Because without the pain of separation, nothing happens. If somebody is happy with whatever that fellow is, improvement is not there. The most important thing is to understand that this is not my best. And I want to be my best, therefore I change. The first stuff is to understand that I want to change. Why? Because I don't prefer this. I could dream about a better one, right? And dreaming about a better one is painful for me, because I'm not like that, and that's good. because that pain is the main source of energy for all the travelers. Pain of not being the best means pain of not being connected to him, means pain of firaq. Do you remember firaq? Which had two meanings, at least. Yeah. First one is the distance, the other is difference, farq. If you want to get close to a holy man, what should you do? You should compare yourself with that holy man and feel all the pain of inferiority, and that pain will bring you up. Understand that I'm not that yet. I'm more my ego. I'm more myself. Things like that. Yes?
He too has given me pain in the back, so that every midnight I cannot help springing up quickly from bed sleep, in order that I may not slumber all night like a buffalo.
God. See, an explanation why the pain is good. Because if I didn't have the pain of separation, I would be like a cow. We would sleep all the night. I'm glad I'm sleepless for this. So he gave me this sleeplessness to be awake. I thank him for that. Yes?
God of his grace
have
given me pains. Through his infirmity, the mercy of kings has been aroused, and hell's threatening of me has been silenced. Pain is a treasure, for there are mercies in it. The kernel becomes fresh when you scrape off the rind.
This is one of the major highlights. Pain is a treasure, because there are mercy in it. When you scratch something, it will grow back. The new stuff will arrive over there. Yes?
Oh, brother, a dark and cold place to endure patiently sorrow and weakness and pain is the fountain of life and the cup of intoxication, for those heights are all in lowliness. That spring is implied in autumn, and that autumn is in the spring. Do not flee from it. Be a fellow traveler with grief. Agree with desolation, and seek long life in your death.
This is it. How could you swallow this? Be fellow travelers with what? With grief. And I need isolation and fear. And if you want a long life, ask for your quick death. Because you should die out of this to have that eternal life. You have to have the pain to seek the medicine and all that. Therefore, don't lose this pain. Pain of separation, pain of incompleteness. Because you should feel that I'm not completed yet. And you should feel bad. You should worry about it, yes. Because this will motivate you. And I'm telling you this because I know somebody in you, the ego, is saying the opposite. Don't listen to your brain, please. Yes? Listen carefully.
Do not listen to what your mouth say that this place is bad, inasmuch as her doings are contrary. Oppose her, for such injunction has come from the prophets in the world.
Yeah. And now this is something that you should think about, and it's a little bit complicated, because he's telling you that do not listen to your intelligence, in a way, right? Now he's